We are up to Dav Ches Omed Aleph. We'll start from the top of the page. Rav Gidl says the name of Rav. Minayin, how do you know? Shenish boyin lekaimis a mitzvah. How do you know that you can swear to say you will fulfill a mitzvah? Shenema, it says, Nishbati va'akayema. I swear and I will fulfill Lishmar mishpatei tzikecha. I will guard all your mitzvahs. So we see that David Melch used to make shavuos to keep the mitzvahs. You already sworn in Hasinai. So the question is, Ein Shavua Chalal Shavua. Once you made a Shavua, you'll do a mitzvah. What's the point of making a Shavua? The Mefarshim have a difficult time finding out where does it say that we made a Shavua in Hasinai. Not where the Torah says we stood there made a Shavua. Some want to say when we said Nasa Venishma, that's tantamount to Shavua, but it doesn't say that anyway. What kind of Lashon of Shavua is that? Others say Maharis Moyev. That's in the Shemayim. In Shemayim. Yeah, but down here. Others say that Bahar Grizim Har Evil, when they said Amen, 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 that was a Shavua. Because the Gemara always says, Nishboim Vayim Mahasin, but where? Anyway. So the Chayit, Ain't Shavua Chalal Shavua, that's how most of Shemayim learn. The Ran learns that no, that Shavua is Chalana Shavua. The Ran, big Chiddush on this Ran over here is that one Shavua is Chalana Shavua, and you're over by Yachal if you make another Shavua to keep it. So what does he need? Davar Melach Inish Kib Mishbat Vakei. I'm going to try and prove him that. And look, Kamash teach you the Shoyle Inish Lezuzin Avshay. So most of the Shoyle learn that even though it's not a Shavua, and if you, let's say, you say, I swear, I put on tefillin, you don't put on tefillin, you'll be over the Isa tefillin, you won't be over the Isa of Shavua. You might be over the Isa Shavua's bit Isa day, but you know, you made a Shavua. But if you don't put on film, but we allow you to make the shavua because it's a good thing, and it's not over. The fact is the Eibush name of vain. That's how all the Rishonim learned. The Ran learns no. Of course it's a good shavua. It is yachal. You're over by yachal if you don't keep it. But the chiddush here is that even those people who generally avoid making shavuos, we'll see them more later. If you're based in other places, it's discouraged to make a shavua because we don't want you. You're buying a bum and all that saying the Eibush name. But here it's a good thing to make a shavua. Another thing he said, a guy says, Ashkim, I will wake up early morning, but I will learn Torah. Paydig said this, Paydig, Eshna Mesechta, I will learn this, Mesechta, another Godel, another okay, so it's a wonderful Ned that he made. The Rishonim have a problem here. What kind of Neder is this? Where do you find a Neder? Neder generally is when you say this is Osir. So the Ran Takol is not a Neder, it's a Shavua, we're calling it Neder. But Taisus holds it's a Neder. And Taisus learns from here that this is a Yad Neder. If you use a Lashon, Taisus and Mechadish, you can make a Neder in a positive way. We always learn Neder means this piece of bread will be Asa to me. Neder is Chal on the Chayfetz. So that's why the Ran learns it's impossible to make a Neder in a positive way. So it was a Shavua. True, very good. That's right, very good. So that's the Taisus. Because the Ran holds you can't do that. Ran says if you're saying a positive thing, it's a yad. Even though you're saying neder, it's a yad to a shvu. Because remember, you can have handles, which means it's a little bit vague. Taisus says that you can make a neder in a positive way. The Ran says there's no way you can make a neder in a positive way. There's an animal that you made holy. So therefore, the neder is that this thing became asa to you.
It's chal on the animal.
It's a negative. You can't do anything with it.
It's a shvu. It's not a neder.
Harei is like a shvu, yes. And we'll see next tomorrow's gemara. But what I'm going to say is, anyway, now the question is, you already made a shavua, we're going to learn Torah, what are you making another shavua for? Then shavua chal al shavua. You see, the gemara is lashon is shavua, but talking about a shavua and not a neder. My commercial, I'm going to tell you that you can make a shavua, I'll learn Torah, I'll make sure I'll learn that for Yemi, I'll make sure I'll do this and this. How can you make a shvua and a shvua? Come to tell you, it's a good thing to do it. From behind of Gidl Kamaisa, isn't that the first of Gidl? The idea you can make a shvua to do a good thing. How Kamasha, and this one comes to teach you, the kivan di boi poten nafshe be krishma shachiv arvis. If you want, you can be yitzel learning, saying krishma in the morning, or at least learning pedik echad shachiv, learn in the morning, a little shir at night, you yitzel talmud teda. Shemari chai shvua learn, that's why the shvua is able to be chav. What's exactly pshat in the Gemara here? Big machleik is a shayin. The Ran says, of course you have a mitzvah to learn every minute of the day. However, what says Mefedish in the Torah? What says the Torah is the Gisaba Yom V'Layla, the Yom Shoyz Apicha Yom V'Layla. So that means the Gemara says a Menachis one share in the morning, one share at night. You eat according to some Yitzchak Krishna. From Vishanantam Levanecha, which means that the Torah you should know so well on your lips. It's the only way you can know the Torah really well is you learn every minute of the day. So from there you learn out, you have a chiv to learn every minute of the day. But the rule is in the Rishonim, this is the Ran's basis, others have other places in the Shavuos, that anything which is not written clearly in the Torah, you can make a shavu on it. Why can you make a shavu on Chatzashir? Chatzashir also not Torah, because it's not written clear in the Torah. Because it's not, says the Ran, because it's not written clear in the Torah, you have to learn every minute of the day. We know it from Vishanantam Levanecha, it's a drosha. Therefore, you can make a shvua on it. So you could make a shvua matayda on this. Again, other Rishonim hold you can make a Shavua on it. It's just and one of the Rishonim, so I can't remember who it is. Here it says Mefedish in the Shavua, I'm going to learn this Masechta. There's no Chiv to learn this Masechta. The Chiv to learn every day. But what? I can learn this Gemara, I can learn that Gemara, I can learn Chassidus, I can learn this. I have to learn this. So Meshavua is Chal because I'm saying clearly on this. Okay, back to the Gemara. I'm going to give you a little bit of Rav. I'm going to give you a guy's friend, Nashkim. Let us wake up early in the morning. Vinishna, let's wake up early and have an early shir. Pedig said this, Pedig. All of the Hashkim, he has to wake up really early. Shinemar, it says, the Abishah says, Vayemir Eli said to me, Kum Tzeh Labika, come out and meet me in the valley. Vashabad Abishah said to the Cheskel, come out there, I'll meet, talk to you. Vayet Tzeh Labika, Vahini Shok Vayashayim, he was right there. Since the Abishah said, come wake up in the morning, come meet me, and the Abishah was there before me. He said, Aye, when you say wake up, means early. It doesn't mean 9 o'clock in the morning. Wake up means early, be the first. Yeah. Sorry? We're going to have to start very soon. Yeah. Now, the Chiddush, what's the Chiddush of Gemara? The Ran said the Chiddush of Gemara is you didn't use the Lashon Shavua, you didn't use the Lashon Neder, you just said, let's wake up. Neiteva, what is the Lashon? Said, Nashki Vinish to Pei Zeh. So he said, let's do it. That's a Neder as well. That's a Chiddush. Even though you didn't use the Lashon of, you know, Hari Alai or Nezbal Hashem or whatever it is, Neder, it's already had even Neder.
From that once you've done it once, or
yeah,
you have to learn the whole
Pedic? Every 5 minutes, if you don't give a limit, it's even a drop. Yeah. And from here, you learn answers that I'm by this lock also. As soon as you say, I'll give money, even though you didn't say Losha Shavu or Losha Nether, it's really a Nether. It's a commitment, it's a Shavu, like over here. By a mitzvah, as soon as you say it, we know that you really mean it. So it's a Kabbalah. It's a Mogen Avraham. It's a Mogen Avraham, and he passed a local Maisa, but not for that reason. He passed him for another reason, because you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. And you're buying an Ali, you're buying something. So how can you do it? He said, because he's giving a tzedakah. So therefore, the Mogen Avraham said that every person who puts in, says in mind, I'll bid, you know, he bids $100, that's tzedakah money. So that's why you're allowed to do it. So the question the Chareim have in the Mogen Avraham is, whenever you bid 3 or 4 times. You say 100, 150, 200. Does that mean every step you have to give? It's big machlek is Rabbanim. Those Rabbanim who are Rabbanim of shuls who need money say you have to give the tzedakah every step of the way. And the other ones say no.
Isn't the smach you're giving, you're committing the money al manas that I'm getting that aliyah?
The Mogen Avraham says no, you have to turn it into a mitzvah. And by tzedakah you can't do that. Unless it's a bli neder.
Stock out tonight, you can.
You have to clear the tape. I'll be learning right here. Just words is already. If you said $100, you thought you'll win. Why did you offer $100? Then of course it is. No, but that's the docker. The only reason why, I mean, you're not allowed to buy anything on Yom. How can you buy the aliyah? You're not buying things. You're not buying stuff. Mekach memch is awesome that I'm buying because it's tzedakah you're giving. So if you don't say b'li neder, like right here the Ran said, as soon as you have in mind to do a mitzvah, it's done. It's a Kabbalah.
How many overbidders have actually paid up?
It doesn't say the final bid have to pay. It's the other bidders that Mogen Avraham talks about. They got to pay. The one who ends up with it actually bought it. And when you buy, you pay always. And people, how many people owe you money? And they try to wiggle the way out. Okay, good morning. Tell you what, right? Amar Rabbi Yosef says, interesting thing. Nidohu b'cholim. You had a dream. And in the dream, they put you in chedim. That means there's a malach. We had in Gemara Bracha. There's a malach. Obviously, they planted here, and it could be it's real that you deserve to be put in chedim. Sorich yud bnei adam lahatila. It could be it came from the Eibishter, but and when was the shechina? Shaida only if you have 10 people, so you need a minion to be mad to you. But who did? And what kind of people has to be chashav people? But who did Tani Hilchasa? You want a shechina? Has to be people who learn Gemara. Abu Masnu v'leitonu loy. But if they learn Mishnayis, it's not good enough. That's one version. Another version is only those people who gave shiurim to other people, but people don't give shiurim, but they just learn themselves. Not good enough. If you don't have people who gave a shiur, people learn Gemara, then I feel the masnu, then even learn Mishnais. And if you don't find in your town ten tamid chamim, lazel the lace of aparoshes roch, sit in the fork of the road. Surely tamid chamim are walking by. The yav shalmul beyud, give shalom aleichem to 10 adam mekala le'asar. Till you have 10, the gamli hichasa that you find 10 people now learn Gemara. Machleki is a shayni. What exactly this inyav yav shalmul? according to some of the Shainim, is when you say Shalom Aleichem, the Ran learns, you have to wait. You engage them in conversation until you get 10 in one time and you're mafneder. What's the Diva Yav Shalom? By them saying Shalom, they're protecting you. By them saying Shalom Aleichem, they're protecting you because there's already been a chedim. It's a terrible thing. So till you find 10, might take an hour, 2, 3, 4 hours, they're protecting you during that time. That's what the Ran learns. Taisus learns, no, when they say Shalom, that is Hatoras Neder. That's the Hatorah. So you have 10 of them, you don't need all 10 standing there and one together. You say Shalom, they go on. So each one says Shalom, that's their Hatorah, that's the, of their Chedim, and you have a total of 10. Unfortunately, we don't have time to learn these Rishayim inside, but it's interesting. They would like it. Omel Ravina, if you finish davening a little bit earlier, we can have time to learn the Rans. Omel Ravina Ravashi, Ravina Ravashi, Yodaman Shamte. What happened in your dream? You saw exactly who the Rav is that put your Chedim. Mao. The Lishule, can you go to that Rav in this world, Noelam Haza, Bechaim Chayesa, and say to him, I saw you, I had a dream last night, you put me in Chedim, take me out of the Chedim. Amale, he said, Lishamute Shavi Shliach, maybe in the dream was that the Rav put you in Chedim. The dream wasn't that the Rav took you out of Chedim, so maybe he was a Shliach of the Eibishter only to put you in Chedim. He's not a Shliach of the Eibishter to get you out. You need now a minion to take you out. Lishamute Shavi Shliach. You don't have to know about it. He doesn't know. The Eibishter put him in there because the Eibishter wanted to make it more real. To wake you up and realize, hey, you better stop behaving because this guy who you can relate to, he might put your chedim. What about, okay, Shamte Vishalacham, you had a dream. They put you in chedim and then they took you out of chedim. Is that good enough? Amalei said to him, look how machlim it is. Kishem she'ef shalabar b'loy tevin. Is it possible to have wheat without straw, without junk? Every cholm has a few dvarim b'teilim. Maybe the part of the cholm that put you in chedim is the real part, and the part that took you out is the dvarim b'teilim. So you're stuck. You got to find a minion to take you out of it.
What about this thing?
Yeah. Somebody doesn't treat this. Let's do the top run, a beautiful run. The top run. First of all, is that just a warning, or you tack your arm in chedim and you have to behave as if you're chedim until you get your head to it? He remains with the question. But look at this, an interesting thing. Well, he makes a chiddush now. If you put a chedim in a dream, you have to. It means you need to do tshuva. If you had a dream and you made a neder, I'm going to give $1,000 as docker, you don't have to do it. What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk? Neder or nidui? Says that like this. Chedim is something outside of you. Someone else put you in chedim. And here you had a dream. The malach and rachas and brachas, the malach and chalim is coming over. So it's a message from Hashemayim. So you need to do something to remove it. That is, you made the neder. And since it's only a cholim, it's not binding. However, should he eat the rajba b'tshuva shemaz abola fond of yisicha heter? He said, "If you dream about nadorim, you got to keep it. You had a dream of giving tzedakah, you got to keep it." Interesting. So the Rambam would say, "Neder is different in your dream because no, it was a dream where you're the one who's doing everything. It's a dream. It's not. That's not binding. Even though we're handing more brachas, if you dream it, that means you thought about it during the day. And if you thought about it during the day, that's already gufa kabbalah." Let's say you dreamt that you're giving tzedakah. Where did it come from? Because you thought about it during the day, you'll give tzedakah. Why else would you have such a dream?
Maybe during the day,
so
I'm
going to
give tzedakah.
Okay. Could be, okay. Back to the Gemara. No. The Gemara says Sanhedrin, the Flamed Aleph. We'll see there. Sanhedrin is Dirich Halem, Lemayim, Lemayim, but we'll see it's not so posh. Big Machlegs are showing the Tashbats and others. Anyway. We have time. One of the idea of the cholem is this is brought down Shulchan Aruch, this thing over here. So you see, to dismiss dreams. In fact, I saw in the safer ones where they bring every gemara and shas where dream means something, and every gemara and shas where dream means nothing, and they try to reconcile. What's the rule? There's a famous tashbats in that, but they try to work out. So how come sometimes the gemara makes such a big deal out of dreams? Something gemara dismiss it. The gemara have some gemara and a guy had a dream that his father hid money. His father's dead. He said, "You know where all the money is? You're looking for the last 10 years. It's under that in that tree. But you should know that most of the money is Maisa guilt." He went to that tree and he found the money there. So the question is, does he have to give it to Maisa? And the gemara said, "No, he can keep it."
But a lot of major turning points by Yosef's dream, Pharaoh's dream.
Yaakov's dream. It's all dreams.
No.
Throughout Torah, it's all dreams.
Yeah, but yeah, halacha. But you didn't have to do anything halacha.
Interesting that magazine, the Chassidus of the Hill, they gave for Shavuos, there's a whole article about the Rebbe's response to different things that people wrote to him about things they saw in dreams. And sometimes he's just mevatlet, and other times he gives him the whole tikkun, mezuzahs, and tzedakah, and learns something.
Whenever a dream brings modus chayda, the Rebbe was mevatlet. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos that, you know, if you have a dream and it really makes you shudder, make you quake, you have to do something to make you feel better. You have to fast even on Shabbos. But you know Shulchan Aruch's examples. You know Shulchan Aruch's examples are of a nightmare.
If your tooth
falls out, you're standing in the chuppah getting married. These are examples of nightmares that you're quaking in your pants.
Oh,
Yom Kippur.
Take a chuppah to the chuppah. He looks like he's on the death march.
Okay. Okay, let's go right here. Okay, by the Gemara, Ravina, Havli, Nidl, Vis, Ravina had an editor to his wife. Also, the Kavod Avashi. Now, the din is that a husband couldn't cancel his wife's Nedarim if it's Beinoy LeBeino. Here, we're talking about he didn't cancel the first day, or it wasn't Beinoy LeBeino. And the Shaila was, if he can go, and his wife has Charotah, can he go to the Bezin on her behalf? Amalei Baal, Maoshat, Shalil, Charotah, can her husband go? Machlek is a Shainim. According to the Sham, the Shainim, which is the Ran. Oh, a fremde, for sure, you can't make a shliach to go and mevatel your neder. You have to go yourself. But a husband, since ishtei kigufa, your husband and wife were mamish, one of the same, can a husband go on behalf of his wife? That's the Ran's version. The Ran's belongs to Puvakai. A fremde guy, for sure you can be a shliach, but a husband can't really be a shliach because he's so emotionally involved, he's going to make up stories on behalf of the wife. A fremde will say exactly what the wife said. You know, if I would have known this, I would have known that, I would never have done it. The husband, because it hurts him in the kesher, even though his wife didn't say it, he'll make up stories and exaggerate to make sure that the wife's neder falls apart because it hurts him. And if can we trust him? That's how the Rashi learns. Amalei said, if you happen by chance to find 3 people or 10 people in, you can go mevatel neder. If you have to go search for them, we don't allow you because you're going to search for them, you're going to work harder, you're going to make up more stories so that make sure that it works. First of all, husband could become a shleif for the charotah's wife. Why didn't Avinu himself be matan neder? Because it was in the place of his rebbe. Now, even though Avinu couldn't, the shleif asked a question for Avinu. Avinu was the husband. He can't be. He's in the gabe of him. How can he be the one? But it meant he had his own yeshiva. Why didn't he get 3 of his talmidim to sit there and listen to his wife or himself? Why did he wait till Ravashi? He said, when you're sitting in your rebbe's presence, you should go to your rebbe. You're not allowed to go have your own psakim. And the third thing is, but if it happened to be there, then you're allowed to even the place of your rebbe. But when it comes to chedim, even your rebbe's place, you don't have to wait for your rebbe. Because we don't want you to be in chedim 1 minute longer than you have to. So therefore, as the Rishonim say, if you can be matzah the chedim, do it straight away. No, you do tshuva, you matzah the chedim straight away. The yachin mumche shari shamta. When it comes to releasing a chedim, even a yachin mumche can do it. How many names we have here? Try to remember just the name alone. Forget the whole halacha is 2 words, but look at the name. Rav Shimon bar Zvida, he's got a tablet, the name of Rav Chiya, the tall one, from the Yeshiva Rabacha, the name of Rav Zeda, the name of Rav Loz, the name of Rav Chanin, the name of Rav Me'asha, Mashmeid Rav Yudah bar Aloya. So it's Amroim going back to the time of Tanoim. My Dichsiv, it says in the Pasik, Zorch Lachem Yirei Shemeh, those who are scared of my name, the sun should shine. Now, we were talking before yesterday about people saying Hashem's name in vain. Eilu b'nei Adam is talking about those people, Shein Yireyin, Lahitzi, Shem Shemayin, Levat Tola, those people are scared to utter Dave's name in vain. What should be for them? Shemet Tzedakah Umarpe, that the son of Josh, should go ahead and heal them and cure them. For those people, they should be healed. Amar Abaye, Shmamin, Azaraye, that Chirge de Yema, not only the sun itself, but even Chirge de Yema, you know, when you look into the sun comes through the window, you see the dust over there, you can see the particles of dust. Even that is Masi heals. The Shem trying to understand why are we talking about the Chirge de Yema, why not the sun itself? This pshat here that we're saying that this sun helps us today, but Elam Hazah, Agudish Lakish, who learns that it's talking about Mashiach times. Amad, he says, Mashiach will come after Chiz Hamesim, Ein Gehenim L'Olam Haba. You should know there won't be any Gehenim in Olam Haba, that once the Chiz Hamesim, no more Gehenim. Ella was Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Menateika, the Abish will remove the sun from his shield. Tzadikim, Misrapim, all the Tzadikim will be healed with that sun. In other words, according to Shlokish, the sun of today doesn't have these healing powers. Even though we had the Gemara with Avraham Avinu, you know, they had the sun and all that. But it seems the Gemara here, Shlokish understood, or at least some of the Shem understood Shlokish, that the sun does not have any healing powers today. It's all talking about Lo'osid loving. So Tzadikim is rapping, but because you take away the atmosphere and the stratosphere, so it allows the sun rays to come right through, and it'll heal. But the Rishayim, the very same sun rays that are going to cure the Tzadikim, the Rishayim are going to be punished with that. Shenema, it says, V'zorcha lochem yireshmi shemesh, that will shine for you, those who fear my name. The sun, V'loyoyden, not only will cure them, but they're going to have a fucking nigun from it, they're going to be fattened by it. Shenema, it says, the tzosem will go out upishtam ke'eglei marbek. What's taich eglei marbek? What's the taich in English? Taich marbek. Marbek is in the store, okay. So they'll be fattened as well. Not only be healed, be fattened as well. However, the very same sun, the Osid Lovely, when there's no Natik and is going to cure the Tzadikim and fatten them up, is going to punish the Shayim. Shenema, it says the Pasik, that what's going to happen then? Hina Yom Bo, the Mashiach will come. What's going to happen is Boya Kitaner is going to burn like a kiln, like an oven, and burn them through. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mitzvah.